Now to the mystery of MH370. The head of the Australian Transport Safety Bureau says it's very likely debris found on an island off South Africa is linked to the missing Malaysia Airlines flight. French authorities are preparing to test a 2-metre-long piece of wreckage, which experts believe could be the wing section from a Boeing 777. It sparked hope the mystery of MH370, which disappeared last March with 239 people on board, could finally be solved. Lucy Martin has more.
Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 disappeared in March last year with 239 passengers and crew on board. 16 months on, what appears to be the wing section of a plane was found washed up on a small French-owned island east of Madagascar. Martin Dolan is the Chief Commissioner of the Australian Transport Safety Bureau. He says there's a strong chance the wing section is from a Boeing 777.
From what we've been able to assess so far, It's very likely, but it's not yet confirmed. Some further work needs to be done before we can say with absolute confidence it's associated with MH370. We're seeing it as a very positive lead.
He's less confident about a badly damaged suitcase that has reportedly washed up on the same island.
There's much less reason to be positive about the suitcase. There's no obvious indication it's been in the water a long time, and so on. Obviously, has to be examined very carefully and a proper decision made, but we don't have the same level of confidence in that as a potential evidence.
French authorities are preparing to test the 2-metre-long piece of debris to see if it came from the missing plane. Mr Dolan says that will happen in several stages.
The first will be all the efforts to positively identify precisely what it is in terms of an aircraft component, and then which aircraft it is actually associated with, and that goes to examining the composition, the materials, the shape of this piece of what appears to be an aircraft wing or control, and whether there are any part or serial or other identifying numbers on it. A whole range of things which will be combined with the drift modelling we've done about how debris circulates in the Indian Ocean and so on. And all of that will be brought together to give us a confirmation as to what we have. As I say, we remain positive that it's associated with MH370.
Authorities will also ask a marine biologist to examine barnacles growing on the debris to determine how long it's been in the water. MH370 is the only Boeing 777 missing in the world. Australia is leading the multinational search for the plane. Judith Zielke is from the Joint Agency Coordination Centre.
There are records, of course, kept in relation to all aircraft by Boeing, and those records are being checked at the moment to make sure that as part of the investigation, everything from maintenance logs as well are also being checked to see if they can confirm where this piece of debris has come from.
Ms Zielke says the debris was found within the search zone. About half of the zone has been covered so far. She says efforts will continue as planned.
The weather during winter has slowed our efforts. We've always known that would be the case because of how bad the weather is in that area. But we're looking forward to continuing. We have two vessels out there at the moment, and we'll continue to increase that as the better weather comes on in spring and summer.
Charitha Patriarachi is a professor of coastal oceanography at the University of Western Australia. He says ocean current modelling predicted any wreckage from MH370 would drift to an area around the island. He says with a few more clues, it could be possible to find the exact location of the plane.
With computer modelling, we can backtrack to find out where it may have originated from, but having just one piece, it's it'll give us an area which is probably larger than the area that they're looking at the moment. So you need a lot more debris for us to have a lot more tracks to find out where all of them came from.
Charitha Patriarachi from the University of Western Australia, ending Lucy Martin's report.